Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
I am Ramin Mostafavi. I guess my title is comedian.
And I'm Liz Colandini. I'm the Performing Arts Coordinator at Workhouse Arts Center.
And we are catching up because tonight, starting tonight, May 14th, you're going to kick off a Friday night happy hour outdoor comedy series that runs all the way through June 18th, maybe even beyond. I don't know, but we got four dates: the May 14th, May 28th, June 11th, and June 18th. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, yeah, we're excited. I mean, look, everything's starting to make a comeback slowly and safely, and comedy is always super important for not only entertainment but healing. Normalcy. So we comedians are just chomping at the bit to get back on stage. And I've been performing at the Workhouse Arts Center for almost 10 years now. So this is a pretty exciting, almost a reunion feeling for me.
That's a good point. I mean, you're saying it's like a time for healing. How does that actually factor into, you know, when you're coming up with your material, does any of your jokes make reference to the pandemic, but at the same time, you don't want it to be, you know, dire sounding. So how do you walk that line as a comedian?
Yeah. I mean, look, the old saying is tragedy plus time equals comedy. So sure. A lot of us have pandemic related humor. We stay very far away from anything terribly morbid. Our job is make them laugh. So we're a reflection of life. And right now, a lot of our reality has been pandemic related. But right, we don't want to bog the crowd down with like an hour of pandemic jokes. But certainly recognizing the elephant in the room is part of what we do. And then on to good old regular comedy.
What are some of those funnier things? I don't want you to, you know, burn any of your punchlines or anything. Well, you know, if there are some topics within the realm of this past year of insanity and, you know, quarantine, what are some of the funnier elements of what, you know, it's almost like our brains have been rewired with this quarantining, man.
They certainly have. Look, I mean, a lot of comics talk about relationships anyway, right? Like it's a classic thing to go to people's dating lives or married lives or whatever. So we have slightly shifted some of the relationship talk that we do, or even, you know, how people met during the quarantine, why they risked getting together at a certain point, or just putting up with each other. If you were already living together, we'll observe, you know, the challenges of not being able to leave each other's homes. So that's been fun for us to talk about. And then just sort of the little intricacies of how we've all altered our lives a little bit. Just the way comics observe life, under the parameters of the quarantine has been interesting and, you know, a great challenge for us to stay on top of what the vibe is in society and when it's okay to laugh at certain things. Right now it feels a little bit better than ever, so to speak, for the, I guess, ever. I don't know about ever. The last year has felt like forever. So we're feeling pretty darn good right now to be poking out and making jokes and just trying to move on from this terrible, a little over a year now.
Awesome. Now, and then in terms of the, you know, the logistics of this actual event, remind us where, I mean, you guys are in what, Lorton, I think. Remind us where Workhouse Arts Center is. And also, you know, if this is an outdoor thing, like where are people sitting? Is it like picnic blankets? You know, give me sort of the layout.
Of course, of course. So we're located in Lorton, Virginia. We're right by Occoquan, if you know where the bridge that goes down Ox Road is. But we are really easy to get to, even if you're all the way up in DC, Arlington area, because you just take, you take 95 south until you hit the Lorton exit, and we're basically right there, which is awesome. A lot of people don't know how accessible Lorton, or how accessible Workhouse Art Center is. So the setup is really interesting. We have a pavilion in our quad. We are very lucky to have a large campus. So in the middle of our quad, we have this big open brick area with a pavilion and a tent over top of that. That's called the Riser Pavilion. And the setup is we have a large area where we'll have seating, and we have our own folding chairs for people to sit. And they're very comfortable. I use them all the time for our drive-in movie theater that we did last summer. And we will be spacing people out social distantly. So everything will be nice and safe for everyone. There's plenty of room. It's a huge tent, and it can hold, I think it can hold well over 200 people, but we are capping at 100 people. So it'll be nice and safe for everybody to spread out in social distance.
Yeah, it's a great time. About a year and a half ago, we did a show there that I produced with Jake Johansson, and it was a blast. You know, that great outdoor feeling mixed with amazing comedy. I'm bringing in some of the best comics from the DC area. This one has some of my very favorites, of course. I got Lafayette Wright, Wendy Robleski, and Matt Deakins on this one. And then I plan to bring in more and more heavy hitters over the course of the next three shows that we're doing out there. It's going to be great.
Awesome. I'm glad you're rounding up some of your favorite local comedians as well.
Oh, yes. Everybody's available. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, man, do you want to play a show? Yeah, I'm just sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
Some people have been touring for a couple months, but I hear you, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of a big coming out party for a lot of people now.
Yeah, we're trickling out. We're starting to book at the clubs. And of course, we hope that everywhere that produces comedy gets to 100% capacity as soon as possible, not just because we love comedy, but because, you know, we need the arts to stay thriving in the DC area. And a lot of these places have been just, you know, miserable and suffering, just trying to keep their doors open. So as comics, we are very supportive of the venues that support us. And we're very just kind of desperate for them to be able to get back to business as usual.
For sure. For sure. Now you're billing this thing, you know, Friday night happy hour. Is there any libations or food involved here?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a bar that will have beer and wine as well as some snackage. So it'll be a really nice spread and people can, you know, grab their drinks, and that'll be at the back of the tent. So it's easy to access, and yeah.
Yeah. And I would add to that, it's not geared toward a family friendly event, really. This is a live stand-up comedy, so there is a certain amount of adult nature involved, although, you know, we will skew to a more PG-13 ish realm if we can, but I would say that it's not necessarily bring your blanket and your toddlers along with you. It's more of a adult comedy night.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely more geared towards, you know, the crowd that wants to go out on an evening, maybe get a babysitter and, you know, finally have a date night out or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just think, I mean, come on. If you're not taking your kids to happy hour anyway, so it's the same concept.
Most people are not. I've seen it done, but yes, I think that most people recommend leaving children at home during happy hour. Yes.
Cool. Well, I assume this is ticketed, right? You have to pay to get in the gates.
That's right. Tickets are $20. And yeah, so that'll get you a ticket inside. And then from there, I believe we have a cash bar. So, and we also use Square, so you can use a credit card and all that.
Awesome. And what time do you recommend people arriving? Like, you know, gates open versus the actual show starts kind of a deal.
Right. So gates will open most likely at 7:30 with the show starting at 8, but it is outside. So people can come as early as, you know, we're open on weekends, including Fridays, noon to 5. So if people want to come check out the artwork in the studios, they can come early and mill about. And then maybe go out to dinner and then come hit us for a happy hour at 8.
So you mentioned, you mentioned the artwork, the art exhibits inside. Just remind our listeners who, you know, maybe they live in DC and haven't trekked out to Lorton, but are thinking about it. Maybe the comedy is the hook. Remind them what they can actually do at Workhouse Arts Center as well in terms of seeing some of the artwork.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have several buildings that house artists. They have studios in there. And during right now weekends, and I think we're opening up on Thursdays soon as well, we have open studios where people can come through and check out the galleries and all the artwork that the artists have created. And if an artist is in their studio, you can actually, you know, poke in and say hi and ask them about their artwork if you feel inclined to do so. We have tons of different artists. We have mixed media, painting, fiber arts, glass, ceramics, you name it. We have basically anything visual arts related, which is really excellent. But also you can also sign up for classes. We have a bunch of summer classes happening. We have ceramics classes, glass classes, painting classes. I know me and my mom actually have taken several watercolor classes there, and I highly recommend the watercolor classes. They're very fun. But yeah, so you can do classes, you can check out the artwork. We also have in our W16 building, our two large, or a couple large galleries. We have upstairs, the McGuire Woods Gallery has a really cool exhibit right now with by an artist named Sue Johnson that I highly recommend. And then below we have our Muse Gallery, which I think is displaying artwork that has been either picked by the governor from high school students or governor school. But I would check out the website to see exactly what everything that's going on. Our website is workhousearts.org. And you can see all the different available, exciting things we have going on.
Great. And then of course, comedy itself is its own artwork. You know, you're painting with punchlines and stuff, man. So it's
that's right. Yeah, we try to maintain the status of artist as well. Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, you got to rise the level of Workhouse. You know, you can't have all the artwork on display and then, you know, just be, you know, amateur hour outside. You got to bring the paint. All right, cool. Well,
we bring it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I have more than enough to work with. Anything else you guys want to say? Maybe just a final, you know, speak directly to the listeners with a, hey, come on out kind of a deal.
I don't know. I guess everything's more fun when you're vaccinated. Don't forget that. So come on out. I mean, the comedy is always, I try to bring very high level comedy all the time. And I'm excited to be able to bring out, some of the funniest people in DC and see a lot of familiar faces from over the years of doing shows with the Workhouse. So I think it's about time, and it's also the right time to come out and be able to let loose a little bit and laugh a lot of this junk away and just feel better, get feel healed, feel united, feel connection. That's what comedy does. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
You heard it here first, folks. Everything's more fun when you're vaccinated. Shots in arms and smiles and laughs on faces. There you go. All right, cool. Everybody, again, it kicks off tonight, May 14th, for the Friday night happy hour comedy night at Workhouse Arts Center in Lorton. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.